This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are, if the Senate of the United States does its job right, days, mere hours, if we're lucky, from not having to utter the words debt limit for another 2 years. Yes, there are votes yet to cast, but assuming, with all the peril that assuming implies, that the debt limit deal gets done, we should be good, right? Let me give you a very firm probably on that, because the Treasury Department's going to have to make up for lost time and raise a whole lot of cash real quick, which means some big moves in the debt markets. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
When the U.S. hit its debt ceiling back in January, it was basically like the national credit card was cut off. So since then, the government has been using the national debit card, paying cash, not borrowing. Funds are now running very low.
The Treasury Department has to replenish their checking account, basically.
George Mateo is chief investment officer at Key Private Bank. Right now, he says there's around $37 billion in the Treasury General Account. On the day we hit the debt ceiling, there was more than $450 billion. So the government has to sell a lot of treasuries to make that up.
In addition to that, they have to repay some of these extraordinary measures that they took out.
Extraordinary measures is the Treasury borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, delaying investments in government employee retirement funds, moving money from one agency to another just to pay the bills. All of that is another $270 billion the Treasury needs to raise. So the grand total for how much the government needs to bring in is...
in the trillion-dollar neighborhood over the next 3 to 6 months. So it's a substantial amount.
Jonah Crane is a partner with Claros Group. So what happens when the government needs to sell $1 trillion worth of treasuries and do it fast? The money people are going to use to buy them has to come from somewhere. Some analysts worry about that money coming out of bank accounts, which could be bad for banks.
I think what people worry about is that could affect the economy.
Kathy Jones is chief fixed income strategist at the Charles Schwab Center for Financial Research.
If the money comes from banks, then that might mean that, you know, we have less reserves in the banking system and less willingness to lend, and less willingness to lend means a slower economy.
Jones says this fear is overblown, and so does Eric Winograd, chief economist at AllianceBernstein.
There's plenty of liquidity available to buy these T-bills.
Over at the Federal Reserve, banks have special accounts where they put their extra cash.
Banks have parked more than $2 trillion in that account.
And a lot of the money that investors have not been able to put into treasuries recently has gone instead into something called money market funds. There's another several trillion in there, and some of it could pretty easily just be used to buy up treasuries. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.